Legal updates and Earth Day were among the topics of discussion during last night's meeting of the Four River residents against the compressor station. And joining us this morning with a recap is the group's executive director, Alice Arena. Ms. Arena, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan.
So last night's meeting included some legal updates?
Yes. So coming up next week on April 20th, we will be in Washington, or I should say our wonderful attorney, Michael Hayden, will be in Washington representing the Four River residents, Quincy, and some other folks. This is a sort of a joint effort in front of the federal bench, and this is a case against the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So we're keeping our fingers crossed on that one, and this has to do with the turnaround time of the approval of the permit. They had asked for an extension of the permit as their permit expired in January of 2019, and it took the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission 33 minutes to approve a two-year extension, which was very unusual. So we'll be in court on April 20th. And we are moving forward with our appeal before the Department of Environmental Protection here in Massachusetts. And this is on the Chapter 91 waterways permit. And it looks as though that appeal will be happening sometime after mid-August. So we are continuing our legal actions against Enbridge on the compressor station.
Now, there was also a discussion about Earth Day.
Yes. So there'll be a great Earth Day celebration, and this is going to be in Quincy Center, and this is going to be on Earth Day on April 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m., and there is parking, I guess, in the school administration building and, of course, wherever you can find it in downtown Quincy, and this is going to be lots of art surrounding environmentalism and environmental justice. So Frax will be there, as well, we hope, a lot of people. I guess it's one of the only Earth Day celebrations going on around here, so we're really looking forward to that.
There was also a discussion regarding the CLF Sprague suit.
Yes, so Conservation Law Foundation is moving ahead. Unfortunately, the berms around the Sprague tanks are in pretty tough shape. And there's a great bit of worry about sea level rise and the destruction of the berms. And so Conservation Law Foundation is looking for people who live in the area of these berms around the Town River, Quincy Point, Avalon Beach, who use that area, who might be concerned with it. And they're looking for some help on that. And so anyone can do that. They can contact us at nocompressor@gmail.com. If they are interested in getting involved with that.
All right. Well, the Four River residents against the compressor station will have their next meeting on May 9th at 7 o'clock. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.